Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is The Door, written and read by Nymphostimtoy. Please note that this work of fiction contains themes of degradation, role-played coercion, and consensual non-consent. If that doesn't appeal to you, now's the time to stop listening. The three of them corner me, the boys I'd been leading on all evening. They approach one at a time, as if carefully executing a long-planned scheme. Perhaps that's exactly what it is. First, the smaller one, with the playfully wicked smirk, entrancingly confident with a mind full of the filth I crave. He embraces me gently for the N+1th time today, his hands on my waist, head dipping down to kiss my neck as he backs me against the bedroom door. The others shift a little closer, eyeing each other knowingly. He trails his kisses up my neck and across my jaw, then claims my mouth with his tongue. The moment my eyes close to relish his taste, the others move in, the largest towering in front of me, shirt taut around his muscles, then third, tattooed with dark eyes and darker hair, coming to my side and blocking my exit. By the time I notice their presence, I'm completely surrounded. "Hi?" I ask, in a mix of curiosity and horny optimism, and they all smile in unison as they close off the last shreds of space around me. I can feel their breath on me from all sides, hot and wet, like a pack of wolves drooling over a lamb. I feel the door handle digging into my side. The smaller one responds, hands starting to explore more of my body. "The handle by your side. There's something the three of us would like to give you, but we're only going to if you open the door for us. Whether you open it is entirely up to you." My eyes dart between the three men as I process what I've been told, before the larger one speaks up. "To help you decide, we thought we'd tell you exactly what it is we'll do if that door opens." The third guy snakes a hand over my shoulder and around my neck as he leans right up against me, his hardening dick pressing into my hip and his lips a mere inch from my ear. "The moment that door opens, we're going to take you. We're going to push you inside, lift you up in the air, and fuck you." The other two join in, the three of them taking turns, adding further remarks on their intentions for me. "Tear your dress off, bind your wrists with my belt, cover your mouth so you stay quiet." My lust burns hotter with every comment. All of them are now running their hands over my body, groping at my tits, stroking my thighs, teasing my mouth with their fingers, then wiping the spit off on my face, smearing my makeup. Glancing down, I can see their dicks starting to tent in their jeans. I consider just dropping to my knees then and there. I move one hand down and rest it on the handle. "Gosh, looks like maybe she wants it, huh? Is that right, you fucking slut? I swear if that door opens. Oh, she's gonna open it. Look how turned on she is." They're entirely correct, but I feel the urge to fight back, to defiantly not open the door and leave them uncertain. Something tells me it wouldn't be as fun if I just gleefully welcomed them in. I'm already convinced, but right now, more than that, I want to be coerced. And I want them to have their excuse and growl it smugly into my ear as they fuck me. That it's fine for them to do all of these things to me because I let them in. I remove my hand from the handle. The men seem to recede slightly, but when I grab the smaller one's shirt and pull him further against me, they understand the game we're playing. "Oh, you want to toy with us, huh? Bitch." The third guy sneers playfully before running his tongue up the side of my cheek, which feels so wonderfully degrading. "Maybe she just needs a little more convincing," the large guy says as he combs his fingers into my hair and pulls slightly, tipping my head back, exposing my neck for the smaller guy to bite into. "If you open that door, you won't be leaving that room for hours, you know. Pass you around until you're too weak to stand, cum dripping from every hole." I let out a desperate moan as one of them gently slides his fingers under my dress, over my pants and between my legs. My legs all but buckle, but even if they did, I wouldn't fall with all of the hands holding me against the door. If it opened now, I'd be flung backwards into the room immediately, just from the force with which they're pinning me there. My hand scrambles to find the handle again. "Yes, come on, you know you want it, you dirty fucking slut." The third guy hisses excitedly. The three of them are practically tearing at my clothes now, nails digging in, rough, greedy hands taking hold of anything they want, their rock-hard cocks grinding against me from all sides, desperate for holes to invade. My heart races at the thought of just how much rougher they'll be on the other side of the door. Pin you to the bed, face buried in the mattress, mark you up like the whore you are, fuck you until you scream. The smaller guy grabs my jaw and brings his face right up to mine, making deep, intense eye contact. His playful smirk suddenly replaced with a dark, serious expression. His voice now a low, stern growl. "We will do whatever the fuck we want to you." The latch on the door clicks open. If you enjoyed that, you can find more of my work at nymphostimtoy.neocities.org. And more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.